Now, let's send it out to the press box for the call of tonight's game with award-winning broadcast team, Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
We are officially in week four of K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is Joe Cassidy alongside the Mark W. Daly. It is week four. Mark, how are you doing?
Man, I tell you, it's a great night for football, Joe Cassidy. I'm doing great because we've got a great matchup out here on the field tonight. We've got the Grass Lake Warriors, perfect on the season so far. On the other side, we've got East Jackson. And let's be honest, they've struggled in seasons past, but they're 2-1 this season. We're going to learn a lot tonight. You know what we're going to learn? We're going to learn if Grass Lake is for real, if they're going to be a true contender in the Cascades this year. And we're going to learn if East Jackson is continuing that upward tick that we've seen in them for the last few years. It's rugged Cascades football, and we're looking forward to a great game tonight.
Well, absolutely. Not even just the Cascades, but in Division 7 as a whole, because we have four teams in Jackson County, in and around Jackson County, that are ranked top 10, those being Lumen Christi, Grass Lake, I believe it comes at number 8, Napoleon, Manchester 3 and 4, and then, of course, Lumen Christi coming at number 1 with Menominee out of all schools pulling at number 2. So there's a lot of talent in the Cascades Conference, mm-hmm. and East Jackson traditionally have not been able to, you know, keep up, but really there's something that I haven't seen in a long time from East Jackson, and that's numbers. That's confidence as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Numbers as far as what we're seeing as far as the turnout on the team, numbers as far as what we're seeing putting on the what they're putting up on the scoreboard. And boy, not too long ago, they had a 21-20 win over Homer.
Dope.
And you tell me, You look at kind of like the Lions. You look at that game a year ago or 2 years ago. That's a game they come out with a loss, but they had grit. They dug in and deep. Austin Tingley, who plays both sides of the ball, had a pick in the fourth quarter to help preserve that win against Homer. This is a team that is driven and wants to win.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there was honestly on the other side of the ball for the visitors, there was a really, really good article, Mark. I'm not sure if you got a chance to see it on Braden Lape on MHSAA. Turns out there's some stats in here that in the last three games, he's thrown for 729 yards, completing 70% of his passes. He's gone to Bryant Cook 13 times for a total of 263 yards, Robert Anderson 14 times for 190 yards, and then he's also completed passes to six separate receivers. He's tall, he's lengthy, he has that arm. He knows how to move in the pocket, out of the pocket, even though he does like to stay in the pocket. But he's going to be dangerous, but I think East Jackson might have what it takes to stand up to it.
Yeah, I spoke with Coach Cole about that. I did read that article too. Yeah, Coach Cole really likes how he's spreading it out amongst all the receivers. And don't forget about Jack Reed in there, their tight end. He connects with him a lot also. But what Coach likes is he's able to spread that out. He's got really good football sense about him. And another thing, now that he's a junior, you know, last couple years he's been playing with guys that have been older than him. Now he's playing with the guys that he grew up playing with from little to all the way up now to varsity. So he's played with these guys for a long time, and this just seems to be a Grass Lake team that's ticking a little bit more. Now, Austin Tingley has also been, his third year starting at quarterback for East Jackson, and he's got some great depth on his team, too. He connects quite a bit with Caleb Weaver, their running back, and the difference between these two teams is Grass Lake is going to be a throw first, run second team. East Jackson is going to be a run first, throw second kind of team. And a very interesting story, kind of similar to what we had last week, where the two coaches knew each other. Joe Niehaus went to Grass Lake, went through that program, came back, and coached in that program for 4 years before he came over here to Grass Lake. So both of these coaches know each other. They know their style. They know how they're going to play. It's going to be an interesting chess game on the field tonight.
That being said, you are listening to the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. We're going to take a 3-minute break, get you back, kind of break some more things down on the Grass Lake side of the ball, and then hit a few more points on East Jackson. And then we're going to get you ready for kickoff week four, K105.3 Football Frenzy. But first, back in three on K105.3.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy. All are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate, 962-4261, or online at Wolverine. SealCoating.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hello, I'm Jessica Webb, the Business Development Manager with Blue Ox Credit Union. We are committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make an impact on the lives of our members and the communities we serve. We are always accepting new members. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop at any branch location to get started. Choose Blue and experience the credit union difference today.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's game. Tune in next week as the Mounties of Northwest. You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back week four of Football Frenzy in Trojan Country. That's right, East Jackson playing host to Cascades Conference foe, the Grass Lake Warriors, 3-0, taking on East Jackson, the home squad, 2-1. Now, in terms of Grass Lake and, their pedigree, they really kind of, they hit their stride pretty early on in those, those early to mid-2000s. They had 12 straight Division I district championships from 05 to 16, then a Division VII runner-up in 06, and then five more district titles over the last two decades, plus more recent finishes of 8-2 in 2018 and 9-2 in 2019. So they're looking to continue that pedigree, but in order to do that, there's some keys to the game.
Yeah, they got to get through the East Jackson team tonight if they're going to do that, and East Jackson needs to prove that they're for real tonight. Now, like we talked about earlier, these two coaches, they know each other. They're familiar with each other's systems, and they both are going to run very similar offense. They both can line it up in the power eye, they both can line it up in the wing, and they both can spread it out, too, and throw it. Joe Niehaus says they want to try to have like a 50-50 kind of attack. They want to mix it up a little bit tonight. But he said on defense, they got to force Grass Lake to run. That's their weakness. So if you can take away the air game, you got to make them run the ball. On the other side, Coach Cole, he said, you know what? They've got some big guys up front. We're going to have to control the line of scrimmage if we're going to have success here tonight. So he's concerned about the big guys up front. One of the things that Coach Cole did learn about his team in those first few games is that they've really needed to practice more on their tackling skills. And that's been a focus this past week because they've had some of those get by them, maybe some arm tackles. But his team hasn't been wrapping up like he likes them to, so that's been the big focus for the team this week. Concern on the other side for East Jackson, is they have to control Lape. They have to control Lape. I mean, we know it. We've seen him in every sport, and we've seen him on TV. He's a driven young man who succeeds at pretty much anything that he does or touches. So they have to control Braden Lape here tonight.
To be fair, he's always had a good coach in everything he's done.
Yes. Yeah, he has.
So, all right, so going on for the East Jackson side of the ball, what were some things that you that were maybe alluded to, or maybe do you think that East Jackson can do to eliminate maybe Lape?
Well, I think it's going to be to that line of scrimmage. They're going to have to use their big guys that Cole is concerned with. Those big guys are going to have to control that line of scrimmage. Lape is he's a tall, lanky guy who has a cannon, and he likes to stay in the pocket. He can move if he needs to, but he likes to stay in the pocket. So East Jackson is going to have to make sure that pocket shrinks up for him tonight.
We're just moments away from kickoff week four, K105.3 Football Frenzy. You have been listening to the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. We're about to get you straight into the first half, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Of the games in the area, 3-0, 3-0, Napoleon at Manchester. Yep, Napoleon hosting Manchester. Lumen hosting 3-0, U of D, Jesuit, Pinckney traveling to Jackson. That game you can catch on WKHM, Noonsock, 970 AM, 101.5 FM with Captain C. Boyle and the Professor Brian Haynes. Go Lake Western, Northwest, Battle Creek, Penfield, Columbia Central, Addison. We're right here with Grass Lake, East Jackson, Jonesville, Hanover, Horton. We'll get to a few more games a little bit down the line as we get some scores coming in from our out-of-town scoreboard. But, Mark, are we ready for week four, Football Frenzy?
Oh, man, I'm ready. Looks like our Grass Lake is ready to receive, and East Jackson now getting out on the field, taking the field to kick off. Excited for week four, high school football.
Taking the kick is going to be senior number five, Clayton Clark. Also doubles as a running back and linebacker.
That's what you're going to find a lot. Schools this size, you're going to have a lot of guys playing two, sometimes three different positions out on the field, out in the game. Like we're going to see Tinkley tonight.
And Lape. Lape plays DB and DB. And we're about ready for week four. Ball is up and away. It's a good fly, and that's going to roll inside the 10, be fielded by number three, Amar Hunter. He's going to take it to the far side of the field. Looks for a couple blocks. He finds them. He's still on his feet, past the 20. Makes one a couple more miss. Now he's down at the 24-yard line. That's a good recovery considering he was at the 8-yard line.
That was Carmine Beltran from Grass Lake on that return. Good return. Got the blocks that he needed. Was able to get it started off pretty bad. He picked up that ball behind the 5-yard line. It started off pretty bad, but he was able to get the blocks that he needed and get the return he needed.
Make that Carmine Beltran a Beltran. A Beltran. Beltran, yeah. I've watched baseball before. It's Beltran. And already starting out of the gun is Lape. He has a single back, two split to the left, two to the right. Be a fake give, and he finds a man at the 30-yard line for a quick pickup of five.
That was number 10, Taven Curry, who was able to get there. As soon as the ball made contact, he was there to wrap him up and bring him down. But, boy, you got to like how Lape is able to get that shotgun snap and just get rid of the ball so quickly.
Single setback out of the gun. He finds a man who has it, number two, Bryant Cook, this junior wide receiver. He's going to be falling forward for about 10 yards. See if they give him the sticks. If not, it's going to be rather close.
Anthony Armstead, again, same story. As soon as the ball's there, they're making contact to take him down. And what we're seeing just in these first two plays is they're not going going for it all in one shot. They're just taking these quick little short routes, these 5-yard-plus routes, making quick passes, quick connections, and moving the sticks.
Lape once again out of the gun. Yes, they did give him the first down, and Lape rolling to his left. This looks like a QB keep, and he's going to get it past the 40, turn up field, past the 45-yard line. Another first down via Braden Lape's legs this time.
D'Angelo Alexander from the Trojans forcing him out of bounds to prevent that one from being a big gainer. Already was, though, because they're at the 45 right now with another fresh set of downs for Grass Lake.
They're going to spot the ball at the 45-yard line, but it will still be a first down. Needed the 45 for the sticks. Got it. Lape, once again, single set back. Fake give rolls to his right now. Has a man, but it's picked off. 40 inside the 35. 30. Still foot race down the sideline. Brought down past the 15-yard line down to the 14.
D'Angelo Alexander stepped right in front of the receiver and picked it off just like it was thrown right to him. And he found some green space and got the Trojans in business deep in Grass Lake territory.
A return of 35 yards. Just excellent awareness to keep his head on a swivel. D'Angelo Alexander, the junior defensive back slash wide receiver. I'm sure we'll see his name called a few times tonight. High snap, falling right on it. Number six, Dustin Poole, the raw running back.
That play was coming out around this way. Half the line pulled and came over here to our right. And if that ball makes contact and they're able to keep that one off the ground, they had some green space over here on our side.
Ball set at the 28-yard line, so they're going to lose a few off of that.
We're still at 0-0, 10-14 in the first right now with East Jackson hosting Grass Lake tonight.
I'm a silly goose. I'm at 22-yard line. It's effective loss of 7 off of that. And that's going to be a pitch to Alexander running down the far sideline. He's going to try to get back to the original set of sticks, and he will.
Alexander on the carry.
Yeah, he was able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Forced out by number two, Bryant Cook, able to make the stop on that one. But it's a third and super long for East Jackson.
Kind of makes you wonder what they're going to dial up here.
Looks like they're spreading them out. One back.
Two split to the left, now one in motion, moving to his right, and another high snap, but Tingley comes down with it, and he's just going to try to bull rush forward, and he's taken down about a yard and a half shy of that line of sticks.
Quint Leland able to get the wrap up and take down Tingley. They got a great takeaway on defense, but they weren't able to convert this into points on offense.
Now, I was seeing the East Jackson kicker taking some point afters and then taking some actual field goals, and he could hit it from this range.
Well, it would be big. It would be huge to get the 3 points on, but after a play like that, I mean, obviously you're hoping to get it in the end zone.
Oh, for sure.
But it looks like they're going for it. They're spreading them out.
Three spread wide to the right, and Tingley rolling to his right. He thinks he has a man, and he does, but dropped and intended target number 10, Taven Curry, the senior. Turnover on downs.
Nate Pettit and Robert Anderson both there to break up. Dangerous pass into double coverage, and they turned it over on downs. But I kind of like what they did. They put Tingley into a bootleg, kind of created more space for him and more protection and more time to try to make that completion.
It looked like a good ball, but just a little too high for Taven Curry to come down with. But all things considered, it was a good ball that was thrown by Tingley. Tingley. And now taking over at their own 20. Be a handoff, getting it up to
number one.
Sorry, that was from the 17-yard line now to the 20-yard line.
That was number two, Austin Tingley, and 15, Connor Nixon Stevens, both there on the tackle. But, yeah, he was able to pick up at least 3 yards there to get positive yardage on that first down, which is so important, especially at this level. If you could just get those little chunks and just keep moving it down the field instead of going backwards.
Lay part of the gun, single set back, one split to the right, two to his left. And this time another give up the middle with a little bit of space, now falling forward to the 29-yard line.
Caleb Weaver was right there to make the tackle as they tried to get that just over the right side tackle. And again, get good positive yards. They're in a third and manageable at 7:37 here in the first. Still nothing as East Jackson is hosting Grass Lake tonight.
As Mark said, now under 7.5 to go. It is a third down and a few. Third down and 3. Fakes the give. Lape going to go long. If he has the man, he does. Brings it down. past midfield, number 21, Jacob Collins. Big gainer on that third down and short.
Amari Padgett there to make the stop and try to contest the pass, but, man, he just went up and pulled that one down, and Grass Lake gets what they needed, a big play when they needed it.
I've never seen anything take off that vertical before except for a spaceship. That ball was vertical. Not a lot of arc on that until it started to come down. And by that point, it was in the arms of Jacob Collins. Ball spotted at the East Jackson 48-yard line. First down for the Warriors. And it'll be a give up the middle. Finding some room past his blockers is number one, Liam Metheringham.
Caleb Weaver again with the stop for the Trojans. Able to meet him right at the line of scrimmage, but, I mean, that's not going to do it. That's not going to do it because they make contact. They're going another 3 yards.
A fake give, and the absolute cannon of Lape unable to connect with Bryant Cook, his intended target.
It was number nine, Anthony Armstead, was right there. Kind of looked like the two got tangled up a little bit, but not enough for that flag to be thrown.
Coming up as a third down and four. I mean, do you go back to the well with Liam Metheringham? You know, and just try to use his legs to pick up the extra, pick up these four?
Well, it looks like they've been using the run to set up the pass, and it looks like they're going to sling it again. No?
Tried to give it to Metheringham, but Metheringham knew exactly that he was going right down.
Dustin Poole able to get past the line of scrimmage and negative yards that time around for the Grass Lake ground game.
That's going to drop him back a couple of yards. Now it's going to be a fourth down and seven. So loss of three.
Seeing some different bodies come on. Other ones go off. Looks like they're going for it.
Lape out of the shotgun, single step back. Two split to his right, left, two to his right. This will be a pass. Lape quick with it. He has a man still on his feet past the 35-yard line. Still not going down inside the 20-yard line. Finally brought down. Let's see where they mark it. I believe it's about the 18-yard line. Number two, Brian Cook with the reception.
That was Anthony Armstead who was able to make the stop. And what Grass Lake did there was they ran a very confusing cross pattern, and it just confused the defense. It's kind of like a basketball pick play. They had the defense kind of pick themselves off, and that's when he found himself wide open and then able to get like another good chunk after he made the reception.
So much for the 18. That's actually the 15-yard line, so that was just a big play right there. This will be a give to Metheringham, who gets immediately pulled on by the back of his jersey, so he's not going anywhere.
Owen Swetland just got his big paws on him and wouldn't let him go. Had a big chunk of jersey, which eventually brought him down after he was able to get a yard.
Second down and 10 as we approach 5 minutes to go. We're 7 minutes into quarter number one of week four, K105.3 Football Frenzy. First half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains. Others can't. Also want to remind you to head on over to K105.3.com/footballfrenzy. Get yourself entered for a chance to win $1,053, courtesy of regular season title sponsor, True Community Credit Union. Second and nine coming up. Single setback. Goes to Metheringham. Metheringham takes a cut to his left. He's got some space inside the five. End zone. House call. Touchdown.
Yeah, pretty much ran untouched right up to the goal line. And on Grass Lake's second possession of the game, they find a way to keep it going. Even on a fourth and long, they're able to convert and they're able to get six on the board.
A nice 15-yard dash to the left side for Metheringham. And they're going to be setting out for a PAT. Place kicker number... Who would have thought? Number eight, Braden Lape. What can't he do? They love football. Can he kick better than me? Yes, he can. And that PAT is up through. We are through 7.5 minutes. It is 7-0. Grass Lake strikes first. See if East Jackson can help us something on their next drive. We'll be back in 60 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, I'm Brian from the College and Career Access Center in Jackson. With over 170 colleges in Michigan and thousands in the United States, choosing a college, applying, getting accepted, registering for classes, signing up for orientation, and finding housing can be daunting. The College and Career Access Center in Jackson is here to help. We help you through both the college enrollment and financial processes, completing the FAFSA, applying for scholarships, navigating loans, and even finding a job on campus. Visit us today in the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing across from H&R Block, open 6 days a week.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a two-item pizza with cheesy bacon bread and a two-liter of Pepsi product for $25.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. The kick is off away. Braden Lape with an absolute boot, fielded by number 10, Taven Curry, who gets brought down past the 15-yard line. They're going to say he's at the 15-and-a-half where they're going to be taking over.
Number 10 taken down by number 10, Brody Miller, senior on this Grass Lake team.
Let's see where East Jackson, they were able to put together a couple of nice plays that last drive, just unable to strike pay dirt, and then Grass Lake would just march down the field.
They found themselves in a little trouble. They did find themselves in a fourth and long, but they're able to convert.
Under center, Tingley has a man in motion. This will be down at the 15.
That was number 7 from Grass Lake, Jack Reed. We're going to be saying his name on both sides of the ball here a little bit tonight. He was able to get and stop Tingley right at the line of scrimmage. You getting buzzed by a fly here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw you doing your King Kong impression.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really more just trying to focus and figure out what exactly that play was. Tingley just kind of, he ducked and was running under, like behind his lineman.
It was a miscue on the play. He actually ran into his running back in backfield, and the whole thing got blown up. Yeah.
This time it'll be a handoff with some space past the 25-yard line. Going to be marked down about the 26-yard line.
That was Bryant Cook. First one there to make the stop for the Grass Lake Warriors. But, yeah, that was a pretty good pickup. And they're moving the sticks for East Jackson.
That's all you can ask for. Under 3.5 to go. 7-0. Grass Lake on top. Number 8 in Division 1. Or not Division 1. Division 7, sorry. I formation. Tingley takes it, and he is going to be handing off, getting it up to about the 29-yard line.
By that Grass Lake defense was quick on that one, but they were able to avoid a couple blocks, a couple tackles in the backfield. Eventually, it was Jack Reed who was able to get him down after he picked up a couple.
That runner being Caleb Weaver, the ball carrier, senior. Who does Michigan play tomorrow?
Bowling Green?
Oh. I formation once again. And, nope, fakes the give. He's going to throw. He has a man and drops it at the 40-yard line. Would have been a nice little pickup for Clayton Clark, but he's unable to hold on to it.
Boy, they even had me faked out on that one. I was watching the run play over here to the left, and I'm thinking, oh, no, that one got blown up behind the line of scrimmage. But, yeah, great fake and almost converted on that one.
That was a good piece of throwing by Tingley. Just Clark, I don't think, was expecting it. He had to turn a little later than I think Tingley was anticipating. But it was still in his arms, just caught him off by surprise.
He's seeing a little pressure, I think, from the Grass Lake defense. This is a quick team on defense.
2:35, 7-0. East Jackson with the ball, 3rd and 8. Has a man, And oh, another one just a little wide outside for Taven Curry to bring it up a fourth down.
Just a bit out of his reach. He was able to get one mitten on it, but that wasn't enough. Had a pretty good zip on that ball, too, just a little bit too far out in front of him.
Had a lot more zip and you need a little more zap, you're saying?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he needs to get it maybe a yard or two this way, and that would have been a great connection.
Punt formation out. This being Clayton Clark. And I'm going to see some whistles.
Not seeing any flags.
Ball start, East Jackson.
Ah. Well, okay. That fourth and eight was now going to be a fourth and 13 after a false start here on the fourth down.
First penalty of the game.
Been pretty clean so far. Almost 10 minutes in. I shouldn't have said that. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Mark. Punt team remains out. Clark gets it. Punts it away. That's a good end-over-end punt. Going to be fielded at the 43-yard line and taking it up to the visitor sideline, number 21, Jacob Collins.
Amari Padgett able to make the stop, chase him down, and bring him down for that one. And here Grass Lake is, another fresh set of downs.
From the East Jackson.
Decent field position for him, too, as they're here at the 44.
With 2:13 to go. 7-0, Grass Lake still on top. Waiting to see some scores come in, hopefully here shortly. In the meantime, Grass Lake with excellent field position. Shorter field. Lape out of the gun. Single setback, one split to his left, two to his right. Lape looking downfield. He has a man on the slants, and he has him in first down territory. Still on his feet, dragged down by two blue jerseys past the 30-yard line. That is complete to number seven, Jack Reed.
Taven Curry right there with the stop to bring him down. But, yeah, they're able to get the first down and move the sticks. But, boy, I tell you, he's so quick with that release. He gets the snap, takes three steps back. And he is just slinging it on a dime. That was pretty tight coverage, too. There was just a small window for that ball to be received, and Lape was able to find it.
Now a 1:45 to go. Low snap. Lape takes it. He's going long. He has a man with it, into the end zone.
Ball came out.
Let's see what they're going to rule. They're going to say he's down at the half-yard line.
Yeah, he was brought down right there. His knees were down as he was trying to reach that ball across the goal line and just didn't quite make it. But it's going to be first and goal with just inches really to go.
Jacob Collins with the fantastic reception of 43.5 yards. You cannot get closer than that. It looked like he actually broke the plane from our view, but we're up here. They're down there.
They actually got him on the two.
Oh, wow. I formation. Going to be a handoff. Metheringham met at the line. They're going to give him the extra yard. So they will say for progress.
He was met with just really a whole army of Trojans right there to make the stop. Didn't really get any progress, just right back to the line of scrimmage. Trying to take that one up the gut and impose their will, kind of like Big Ten football right here at the goal line.
Now going to be under a minute to go, second and goal.
Bringing that I formation once again.
Just that power push formation, another handoff. Instead, nope, going to be a fake touchdown.
Lake's pass
caught by Jacob Collins, who just had that big reception, so he does get the 6 points after all.
He gets the 6 points after all, and another six on the board. He faked that handoff, and everybody and their mother bit on that one because they thought it was going right up the gut. And Collins is just over here on the left side, wide open.
Scoreboard reads 13-0 right now with 46 seconds to go. Lape able to put them up 14 if he can convert right here, and he will. 14-0. We are almost one whole quarter through of Football Frenzy Week 4. We'll be back in 60 seconds as East Jackson looks to get on the board on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is Grass Lake 14, East Jackson nothing here with 46 seconds left here in the first quarter. And Lape with an absolute rocket off of his boot, too. Going to be fielded at the 1 yard line. Bringing it upfield is number 4, Caleb Weaver. Weaver going to be dropped at the 16-yard line where East Jackson will take over.
And it looks like that was number 33, Dawson Double, in there for the stop for the Warriors. But, you know, we're seeing a couple things. He kind of had a hard time getting the handle on the ball there. They had a couple miscues and a snap fumble on their first drive. It's kind of like they just need to settle down and concentrate a little bit more on the basics and make sure they're getting that first connection with the ball. That's been an issue a little bit for East Jackson this game.
See if they can get things going just before the clock hits zero on the first quarter, and a run to the right side for a half-yard gain.
That was 21, Jacob Collins. With a textbook tackle, hitting him up about midway, wrapping him up, driving him back and down. You can't teach it any better than that.
Out of town scoreboard update. We have Lumen Christi, who were scoreless after first, and then they would have 2 turnovers at the 5 yard line, and U of D Jesuit now up 6-0.
Wow, the first points all season long that Lumen's given up.
There's not going to be many more of them. We are a whole 12 minutes in the bank. We're going to be back in 60 seconds with the second quarter, week 4, Kyoto 5.3, Football Frenzy.
Deals galore at Dahlenberger's on Cooper. Now through the end of the summer, stop in and order new menu items, fish and chips, or the Dahlenberger's fried walleye Sammy. Order online on Mondays and Tuesdays and use code DMB25 for 25% off your entire order through the end of the month. Dahlenberger's now has a rewards program. Every dollar spent equals 1 point. Reach 50 points and receive $5 off your order. Now serving breakfast Monday through Friday, 7 to 10:30 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10:30 a.m. Check them out on Instagram at Dahlenberger's. Like them on Facebook or go to dollandburgers.com.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is 14-0 Grass Lake on top of East Jackson after one quarter. But East Jackson with the ball at their own 16-yard line on a 2nd and 10. Out of the gun, single set back, 3 split to the left. This would be a QB keep. He'll find himself down at the 20-yard line, so a nice pickup of 4 there.
That was Jacob Collins once again in on the stop. He broke through the line, kind of had to circle back around and catch him from behind in order to make that tackle. But, yeah, that was a keeper all the way for Tingley.
Bringing up, he needs the... at the 27 for the first down, so that 28.
Well, it says eight to go.
Looked like it was a lot more than what he got. I think with the falling forward is what's throwing me off. Third down and eight out of the gun. Single sat back, one split to the right, two, three to his left. Tingley looking to his left. He has a man. It is caught. And they're going to get the first down into the hands of number 10, Taven Curry.
Yeah, just shy here of the 30. And he was able to come back on a little corner route, just kind of just a little juke back underneath the defense, able to make the reception and then turn it up for a few extra yards.
You know, funny I said that Lape also played DB. He played DB a lot last year. I don't see him on the field right now, though, for the Grass Lake defense.
Well, he can't do it all.
Thing is, he can, but his coaches have to tell him, no, he can't. Out of the gun. Single set back, two split to the left, one to the right. This will be a give to his running back, number four, Caleb Weaver, but he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he was stopped first there by number 63, Quint Leland. And then a whole host of Warriors came in to make the stop. He went to where the hole was supposed to be. It was plugged. He tried to bounce out, but it was just too late at that point. He was wrapped up and on his way down.
So bring up, looks like a second down and 11. So we will lose yard off that.
That's a short one.
A very short one. But still technically is a loss. Out of the gun, single set back, one split to the left, three to the right. Tingley looking to his right. He has a man. Oh, in and out of the hands of Connor Nixon Stevens, the senior tight end.
Just a little bit too far for 15.
That was, just right off the fingertips. That was good coverage, too. Good one-on-one coverage. Tight window to get that in there and just barely missed his guy. He makes that connection. The dude's gone. He was already behind the defender. He would have caught that ball in stride. He's gone.
Tingley with an arm, he out threw the coverage on that. Just Stevens could not bring it home, but it was a tad outside.
Oh, that was a rocket, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Tingley out of the gun. He's looking. Has a man at the safety valve, and that's Weaver who just gets blown up.
That was Liam Metheringham who did the blowing up on that play. Met him just as the ball got there and drove him back for a loss. Oh, about 6 inches.
It's a big loss.
But it's still a loss.
It's still a loss. You just lost a whole Subway sandwich. In reality, not. I mean, it's still 4th and 11, so they pretty much just equally lost the whole entire yard on that entire set of sticks. And that's going to be a nice little punt. Going to be rolling inside the 40. Dying at the 36-yard line. Looks like they'll actually mark it at the 35.
That just kind of landed in a weird spot of the field that it wasn't a great spot for Grass Lake to even get under it for the return. So everybody just scattered, and it took a decent Trojan roll in order to get it to, like, almost, was that the 36? Yeah, they got it at the 36.
Mary had a little lamb. Hearing some drummers. And here comes another drive. Lape out of the gun, single set back. Two split wide to the right. Two into the left. And
got another flag.
That flag just fell so gracefully. That ref threw it straight up in the air. And it felt like a parachute army guy.
That was a false start on Grass Lake, so that's going to push him back.
Still, do you think they should petition for them to change the name while he's still in school to Grass Lake?
No. Grass Lake Warriors have a long tradition.
Out of the gun, single setback. Late pump fakes. He has a man. Past the sticks, past midfield, it's a foot race. 30 down the far sideline. He's gone. That is a touchdown, Robert Anderson.
That was just a bullet right to Anderson, and he was able to really just run around three defenders. He was untouched the entire way, and his speed just outpaced everybody else to get the next six on the board for the Warriors.
A 69-yard touchdown reception. Absolute speedster is Anderson. And we are
lined up for the PAT.
Late kick is up away, and it is good. 21 to nothing, 8:44 to go here in the first half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We'll be back in 60 seconds with a word from our sponsors, and then East Jackson looking to take another crack at it on Football Frenzy.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looked at as just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. We examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are afraid to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
It is 21 to nothing, 8:44 to go here in the second quarter. First half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, and Lape with an absolute boot once again. And that's going to be a touchback. Now kicking the whole coverage.
Lapes.
Yeah. Not only does he have an arm, but he also has a leg.
And a voice.
And a voice.
He has the voice.
And a voice. So, yeah, so I guess it is from head to toe, isn't it? Right?
I'd say so. 21 to nothing. We are 8:43 to go here in the second quarter. Week 4 Football Frenzy. Enter online, k1053.com/footballfrenzy, for your chance to win $1,053, courtesy of regular season title sponsor, True Community Credit Union. Someone is walking away with $1,053 at the end of the season. Could be you. You got to be in it to win it. Out of the gun, going to be a quick pitch. And brought down at the 15-yard line is number one, D'Angelo Alexander.
That was kind of like Lion-esque. You know, you see that when Amon-Ra St. Brown kind of comes along in motion and just comes off of Goff's hands and pushes forward to St. Brown. Very similar play we just saw here on the East Jackson side of things. But Grass Lake wasn't fooled. They contained their edges, and they were able to get a loss on that play.
Out-of-town score update. Well, I guess more in-town over on Wildwood Avenue. The Vikings of Jackson High. Up on top of Pinckney's off of a 64-yard pick six. They're up 8-0. And out of the gun, Tingley looking long. Absolute beautiful spiral. And almost picked off. Robert Anderson was looking for something, and he almost had it.
Yeah, that was, again, putting a lot of trust in his receivers, just throwing it up there in that one-on-one coverage, and that almost was a disaster for East Jackson. 7:51, 0-21 in favor of Grass Lake right now.
You see how perfectly majestic that spiral was in the air?
We've got two quarterbacks out here. Both have guns. Both have guns, man. They are able to sling it, put it in really tight spots for the receivers. It's a good matchup tonight.
Out of the gun, single set back, three split to the right, one to the left. He's rolling to his right. Tingley using his feet. Has a man throwing cross body. It is picked off at the 40-yard line. Running it back now inside the 20. 10-yard line, pushed out of bounds. Finally past the 5-yard line. picked off by number two, Bryant Cook.
It's one of the things I always hold my breath when you've got a quarterback who's going out on a bootleg out one way, and then they stop and throw it back the other way against coverage. That's what we call a gravy ball, because it can go through a lot of hands before it gets to its intended target, and it didn't make it there this time around. Picked off, and Grass Lake right now in great position.
They will say that he's marked down at exactly the 5-yard line. So a very short field. And now Lumen on top, 7-6 of UD Jesuit. Another out-of-town score update. Out of the gun, one split to his left, two to his right with a single setback. That's Metheringham. Hands to Metheringham. Metheringham making a cut inside the five. Going to fall down at the 2-yard line for a pickup of three.
Tripped up by number four, Caleb Weaver, on that one. Now remember, last time they were in this short yardage position, they tried to run it up a gut a couple times, and they set it up with a fake for a pass.
Another handoff to Metheringham. And Metheringham's going nowhere.
He ran into a host of Trojans that time. So don't be surprised if this time around you see a fake and then a quick pass to their tight end.
Third down and goal from the 2-yard line.
Looking at the coach waiting for the play to come in.
Still waiting on word, and here comes confirmation. Lay it back out onto the gridiron.
6:39, and the clock is ticking here in the second. 21-0, Grass Lake on top.
Out of the gun, single setback, one split to his right, two to his left. See what they think to do here. It's going to be a pitch to Metheringham. Metheringham trying to get the outside into the end zone. Touchdown, 27-0, Grass Lake on top.
Yeah, able to get around that edge. They just used their speed. They used their size. And he basically went in there. He wasn't touched until right about the goal line. And then he was, of course, at that point, momentum carries him through. And quick six on the board for Grass Lake.
He had to spin a couple of guys that were coming at him at about the half-yard line. And Lape's going to see with 6:21. The kick is high, perfectly down the middle. That was fantastic. That was awesome.
East Jackson brought the heat on that one, though. They were really close to getting a paw on that kick.
And the adjustment made for Braden Lay to put that fourth PAT on there. 28-0, 6:21 to go here in the first half. We'll be back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Soccer moms, where do you go?
Summit Orthodontics.
Set up your free consultation today with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics.
They're just so friendly, and we feel like family there. My kids enjoy going, and because they do both braces and Invisalign, it just makes life simple. Dr. B is so likable. She takes all the stress out of treatment. And even better, they run on time, so we don't have to spend our entire day there. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
Call 782-9331 or visit summitorthobraces.com.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, a nice return for Taven Curry. He's going to get down to the 25-yard line. That's where the Trojans will take over. Still 28 to a goose egg, Grass Lake on top.
Yeah, he was able to make it around a few guys, give it a few extra yards until Jason Sierakowski able to come in and wrap him up and get the stop for the Warriors.
Grass Lake, when they're all whites. East Jackson, and they're all navy blues. I formation under center. So be a give. and getting it past the 25-yard line. Going to give him the 26
Weaver the
for
ball,
a pickup Perry. Of one. That's Weaver.
There were like three Eight, Warriors two. Right there to make the stop, led by number six, Nate Pettit, for the Warriors. But they got a couple. Got a couple on that.
5:49 to go and counting here in the first half, second quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. It is 28-0 out of the I formation. It is a second down and 10 for East Jackson. Man of motion. And it's a pitch play. Weaver trying to take the outside. He has it. He's going to have the sticks. First down, East Jackson. Much to the enjoyment of this East Jackson faithful sitting right in front of us.
Yeah, they were able to get some speed. He was able to get a little momentum going, get around that edge, and get that first down. And we've got one of their linemen a little shaken up.
We're going to step aside 60 seconds as that lineman's going to get looked at. 5:26 to go. Grass Lake up 28-0. I came with a 5.3 football frenzy.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson Tip Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is Joe Cassidy and the Mark W. Daly. It is 28-0, Grass Lake on top. East Jackson just picking up the first down, but there's an injured lineman down for East Jackson, that being number 60, Connor Smith. He's still down. Hopefully it's only a cramp, but he is still down.
Yeah, I couldn't quite see what happened on that play. He did get up and take a few steps and then kind of just doubled over a little bit. You could see him shaking his head, and then he's just down from there. Don't really see the trainers or anybody working on anything specific.
Want to say thank you to all of our amazing sponsors allowing us to be on the broadcast, including pregame sponsor and postgame sponsor, Kelly Express Mart, first half, second half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Also, title sponsor. Enter online for a chance to win $1,053 at K1053.com/footballfrenzy with title sponsor True Community Credit Union. Also on the broadcast, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, College and Career Access Center, Fuller's Chem Dry, Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenberger, Blue Ox Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Summit Orthodontics, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College Performance Automotive Northwest, and Al Rowe Plastics.
Did you bring the Liquid Death as promised this week, Joe?
Did I actually promise to do that?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was a verbal contract. Those are binding in Michigan.
You know, they really shouldn't be.
They are.
Well, that is highly unfortunate. I honestly didn't even think about it. I was too concentrated on getting here.
They got four people tending to Mr. Smith right now. He's laying down on his stomach, and we're just not seeing a whole lot of movement. We're not seeing a whole lot of movement from him. It looks like they're about ready to try to roll him over. They're just being very cautious and very careful. And obviously we don't want anything serious, but it's nice to see them taking this seriously and just being very cautious. Helmets off.
While they continue to look at him, work on him, we're going to take another 60-second break. It is 28-0, 5:26 to go. Grass Lake leads, but East Jackson with a first down and the ball on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Deals galore at Dahlenberger's on Cooper. Now through the end of the summer. Stop in and order new menu items, fish and chips, or the Dahlenberger's Fried Walleye Sammy. Order online on Mondays and Tuesdays and use code DNB25 for 25% off your entire order through the end of the month. Dahlenberger's now has a rewards program. Every dollar spent equals 1 point. Reach 50 points and receive $5 off your order. Now serving breakfast Monday through Friday, 7 to 10:30 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10:30 a.m. Check them out on Instagram at Dahlenberger's. Like them on Facebook or go to dollenburgers.com.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, 5:26 to go. It is still 28-0. Clock still stopped. Connor Smith still on the ground.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of movement going on out there with the staff. They're just... You got four people on the ground, all on their knees, all talking with Connor and just taking their time with him. We've seen, you know, Connor moving his limbs, moving his feet a little bit.
Out-of-town score update, or more in-town, I suppose. Lumen scores right before half. It's 14-6 over UD Jesuit.
Well, that's a good score for Lumen, especially in their new conference. That's a tough conference, too.
Oh, for sure.
That Lumen is in. That is just a tough conference.
Well, they got, like, Detroit Catholic Central. They got Lansing Catholic, Grand Rapids Catholic, right?
I'm not sure about Grand Rapids Catholic.
But at least Lansing and Detroit.
You know, they're mostly playing Detroit teams with their schedule. So when they were in the I-8, they did a lot of traveling west. Now they're just doing the same amount of traveling going east.
Connor Smith still down, still being looked at. In other news for my fellow WWE fans, turns out that The Rock is in Colorado tonight where they are filming, they're taping SmackDown, so he could make an appearance. Who knows? Saw that earlier. I got really excited. Probably shouldn't have, but... So what are you thinking about... that Lions-Seahawks game on Sunday.
Lions-Seahawks, was it five and a half point spread on that one? I know the Lions are pretty hacked off because 48 points last year, 51 the year before that. Their defense has allowed in that Seahawks game. So, yeah, they're pretty geeked about what they're going to be able to do against the team this week. And they're all going to be showing up in blue face masks. Those are hard to find on Amazon.
Those are so cool.
I could not get one delivered to my house before Monday.
Well, you actually wanted to wear a blue face mask?
No, I just want to look, see if I can get one. We got some more movement down there. Looks like they got them sitting up.
Have a live score update. Some Big Ten football. 2-0 Maryland taking on 0-2 Virginia. The Cavaliers on top 14-7 with 15 minutes. So looks like the first quarter just ended. It did. So second quarter's coming up here soon, and Maryland's down.
No, they got him rolled over. He's not sitting up yet. It almost feels like it's... Now, again, for our listening audience, this is just speculation, but it looks like they're just being very cautious around his head and neck. They have one trainer that's just been down there, and that's been her whole time spent down there, was just making sure that everything is not moving and just keeping him very still.
There was a final score, Miami, 48-7 over Bethune-Cookman, the Wildcats. I really was pulling for the Wildcats on the money line there.
So MSU has got Washington tomorrow.
Not looking forward to it.
That's a 5 o'clock game. Now, yeah, let's be honest. There's a lot of people who like to watch football, which is great. I like to sit down and watch football, too, and I also like to listen to it on the radio, right? Now, this is very similar. Not very similar. It's the same thing as the Michigan game to start off the season. The only place you're going to be able to watch it's on Peacock. I don't know about you, but the last thing I need is another subscription that I'm paying for.
I have Peacock. You can have my login. Do you want it?
No. What I'm saying, though, is, man, if you're like me and you don't want to pay for another subscription, it's always free on the radio. Always free on the radio. So you'd be able to catch that. I don't want another subscription to pay for.
Oh, my.
So you can always catch that free on Fox Sports 101.9. Pre-game show going to be about, what, 3:30? Kickoff at 5?
Yeah. I cannot believe I completely forgot all about, you know, the powers of radio, considering we're on radio right now. Still working on Connor Smith. We're going to step aside. Well, they have a neck brace now, so just erring on the side of caution. We're going to step aside, take a break, and we'll be back once we're getting ready to get things going again on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate. 962-4261. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is still 28-0. Connor Smith still on the ground. We do have a very unfortunate update, is the ambulance has been called, lights flashing. They're trying to find a way to get to the field right now with this packed parking lot. Just, you feel for the kid, Mark.
Yeah, they had the ambulance go back behind the dome. They're trying to find the quickest, straightest route to the field, and they're opening up a few gates as you know, people are moving out of the way so the ambulance can make its way to the field. But, I mean, like I said, they had that one trainer. At one point, it looked like he had set up, but that was just the other trainer that had kind of moved in a way. He's been held stationary by one of the trainers when he's been down there the entire time. She's just been right there focused on the head area. She hasn't moved at all. She's been like a statue that entire time, just making sure that he's in place. We saw that they brought the neck brace out. That has been put on. And the ambulance right now is coming around on the track. And paramedics from the JCA will be coming out and taking a look at this young man and getting him on the ambulance here in just a second. And yeah, this isn't anything anybody ever wants to see. We just hope nothing but the best for this young man. Hope that everything's just okay. And what we're seeing is all very precautionary.
Really hoping. The stretcher is going to be coming out. So we're just going to be, you know, thinking about and praying for Connor Smith. And, you know, hopefully it's nothing serious. Like Mark said, hopefully it is just erring on the side of caution. He's going to be okay. Hopefully it's just a stinger. But the police officer is coming on the field. Black police officer is coming on the field right now. So with that being said, we're going to step aside, take another break, and we'll be back with the resumption of the second quarter. 5:26 to go. Grass Lake still up 28-0. First half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a two-item pizza with cheesy bacon bread and a two-liter of Pepsi product for $25.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Advancing lives, that's our mission. Blue Ox Credit Union is committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make a positive impact on the lives of our members, employees, and communities. And we're always accepting new members. Experience the credit union difference by choosing Blue today and become a member owner of Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop in any of our branch locations to get started. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is your resume not getting interviews? Are your interviews not getting you job offers? You might be missing that one small piece that would set you apart. I'm Sheila with the College and Career Access Center of Jackson. From career exploration to resumes, cover letters, and interview practice, the College and Career Access Center can help you make that giant leap forward into your next job. Stop in and see one of our five advisors inside the Target wing of Jackson Crossing, located across from H&R Block.
Oh, no. I'm being pulled over. I'll call you back.
Ma'am, do you know why I pulled you over?
I can't say I do, officer. What seems to be the problem?
Ma'am, we received calls about a vehicle matching the description of the one you're occupying, flashing their brights at others. What's so funny?
I wasn't flashing my brights. I was smiling.
You were smiling?
Yeah. See?
Wow! That's a straight bright smile!
I know. I went to Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics. They did my braces and whitened my smile. Give them a call at 787-9331 or online at summitorthobraces.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly. Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is Joe Cassidy. It is the Mark W. Daly. We're still sitting at 5:26 to go, 28-0. Grass Lake on top. There was a first down, and there was a clock stoppage prior to us seeing a young man on the field who wasn't getting up, and he's been down for got to be close to 25-30 minutes now. Ambulance is here. They are getting him on the brace. I don't know what it's called. It's the board they strap him to so then they can get him on the gurney to wheel him away. But just not a fun situation. But, you know, these kids are warriors. These kids are Trojans. These kids are fighters. So you know that they're just going to replay the remainder of this game for Connor, whether side of the ball, what you're on. If you're Grass Lake, if you're East Jackson, they're going to be playing for Connor because no one likes seeing this. It was a freak accident. We still don't know what happened, but he's still down. And
what was weird was after the play, as I was watching through my binoculars to see if I could see what the number was of the person who made the tackle. And he had gotten up. He had taken like three or four steps this way to make it back to the huddle. He had just kind of stopped, hunched over a little bit. You could see him shaking his head. And he just kind of slowly went down to all fours and then laid down on the ground. So it wasn't like a thing where he was hit and stayed there. He got up and moved a little bit before this happened. And they're taking their time. They're getting him on the stretcher. And you've got Blackman Department of Public Safety personnel out here who are not only trained in police work but also fire and rescue. And you've got JCA out here also.
A round of applause from every direction. Doesn't matter if you're Grass Lake, you're East Jackson. Doesn't matter if you're taking the tickets or you're taking the money at the Dome. Everyone is just glad that he is now in the care of trained professionals that will be able to properly assess him to help him get back to normal. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully it was just a stinger, because stingers can last that long.
And what about the trainers who were the first one on the scenes, who were right there to immobilize and to give him the immediate attention he needed? And look at this, Grass Lake coming over here.
That's emotions are now high. Pads are off, so that must have been an absolutely slow but terrifying process for the trainers to take his pads off. So they're going to give them 3 minutes to warm up. And as soon as that clock hits 3 minutes, we're going to take 3 minutes ourselves.
Put 3 minutes on the clock to give the players a warm-up time.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing catch on the sidelines. They've been moving around, but I mean, it's not the same as in action. And you know, once you kind of get warmed up like that, and then all of a sudden you come to a stop, your body cools down, you get tight. So yeah, this is a good call. Give those 3 minutes to get warmed up again.
Let's take those 3 minutes. We'll be back. We're going to be continuing the second quarter. 28-0 Grass Lake, but East Jackson with a first down on Kyoto 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. The school year is here and more members of your house are using hot water in the mornings. With all the chaos of getting ready before school, last thing you need is to run out of hot water for morning showers. If your hot water heater is in need of replacement or you are looking to upgrade to a more efficient water heater, Grimes Plumbing has you covered and offers a one-year warranty for labor and parts. Call Grimes Plumbing today at 517-748-7173 or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looked at as just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. We examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are afraid to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly. Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. We are about to return to action as Tingley is getting the final instructions from Coach Niehaus on how they want to run this drive at the 35-yard line with a first down. And they're going to start out I formation. Receiver to the right, one to the left, in motion. This will be a pitch play. It's in Weaver's hands. Weaver almost makes it past the second level, but gets dropped between the first and second level at the 40-yard line. Pick up a five.
Metheringham and Jack Reed both there to make the stop, but that's a pretty good pickup. Pretty good pickup when they really needed it. Getting 5 yards on that first and 10.
4:45 and counting now. At their own 40-yard line, but they are making moves right now. They came off of a first down before the injury, but first play back is a 5-yard pick, and now reaching forward for a couple of extra yards. Number one, D'Angelo Alexander.
Like that was number 20, Robert Anderson, who was making the stop. Ball popped out. Ball popped out, but officials were saying, no, man, he was down. It's not going to be a change of possession there. And they got a pickup of, what, another couple here.
07-288-407.
We're approaching 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. The Pendrians, others can't. One split to the left, one to the right. I formation, handoff to Weaver. Weaver has the sticks, and he just lunges forward to about the 48-yard line. So that's a nice pickup.
Yeah, it was a whole gang of Warriors right there that was able to make the stop, but he gets the first down. And East Jackson's got a little something going on here. Hey, I introduced you to my doppelganger.
Just the name doppelganger.
Yeah.
You guys look nothing alike. He's more handsome.
spelled exactly the same, first and last.
And he's not even Marcus. He's also Mark. Just yep. Mark. That's freaky. I formation. Fakes the give. Rolls to his right. Has a man. It's picked. And picked up, not picked off. The 50-yard line.
Yeah, he was able to get just a little bit of positive yardage on that. But, I mean, if you're East Jackson, this is all good news on this drive because everything is moving forward for you right now. I believe he's the real Mark Daly on social.
Because he was here first.
He's the real Mark Daly on social. I am the Mark W. Daly.
Hey, Mark Daly, what's your middle name? Okay, so he's M, not W. All right. Weaver going to be stuck at
Weaver
midfield.
Kind of picked and spun his way around to get the positive yards. That was a lot of work. Number 63, Quint Leland, making the stop for the Warriors.
You got to think that Tingley's going to want to air it out right here. But not too much, just a... A little crossing route.
Coach Niehaus's preference is always to go ground first, but you know they have shown us a good mix of air and ground here tonight.
High formation, low snap. It'll be a pitch to Weaver once again, who makes a man miss and inside the 45-yard line, about a yard shy of that first down. You got to go for that.
Brian Cook getting the tackle on that one. But, yeah, they're less than a full yard here to convert this.
Again, that number.
And seeing how the numbers have been going up on the board for Grass Lake, you got less than 2 minutes left in the half. You got to start getting yourself out of the hole. So, yeah, they're definitely going to go for it.
I formation. One receiver tucked to his left, one far to the right, but they're just going to do a push forward and still on his feet past the 40-yard line. So he needed about a half yard to get the first down. He picked up about four.
Quarterback keeper on that one. The running backs pushed behind him. And that's how you got the positive yardage. That was a Reggie Bush move. Is that what that was from the USC days?
Which is barreling forward?
Barreling forward and give your quarterback a push, yeah.
What's the what's the Eagles' famous play that they converted 36 out of 40 fourth down and shorts last year with the tush push?
Yeah.
They call it. NFL's trying to ban it now. I formation. Fakes the give, and he's going to be hit from behind. Luckily got that away just in time. So it will count as an incomplete pass.
He was running for his life. He had to get rid of it quick because he had three big guys in white jerseys breathing down the back of his neck.
A minute 12 to go from the 40-yard line. 28-0 Grass Lake still on top here in this first half.
Yeah, I mean, they got the clock stopped right now, so they're not in a real big hurry to get the play in. They still have all three of their timeouts, too. So they've got the full playbook open to them, and they can stop the clock.
Let's see how they can use the next 40 yards in front of them. If they can, I'm sure they love to go into halftime with something on the board.
Yeah, that momentum would be pivotal for them right now.
Well, they'll also be receiving at half, and Tingley takes the high snap, going to swing gate over to Weaver. Weaver going to make a couple men miss just by using the speed.
Ball out?
Down by contact.
Yeah, they're down. But you see those white jerseys diving after it, though.
The knee was down. That's going to be third down.
So a third timeout down and about three coming up.
He kind of stayed back here with the quarterback, making it look like he was part of the blocking coverage for the quarterback. But then just boom, quick little drop over to him. And the defense was all deep, expecting a deep pass. And he was able to get all that positive yardage underneath the defense.
Clock going to be pushed back to 101.
Looks like the Trojans called a timeout here. That's the first timeout of the game.
We'll see what they can come up with here.
They're keeping you up here, Joe?
Huh? I'm good. I'm fine.
I picked up a ghost energy drink on my way out here, you know.
I did.
That alarm goes off at 3:45 in the morning. And the only place I can find them is at Polly's. Does anybody else have any intel on where you can pick up the ghosts?
Kelly Express Mart.
Okay. I've looked there before. I haven't seen them. I like that orange cream.
Meyer has them. Walmart. High formation, another pitch play to the right side for Weaver. Weaver instead going to be dropped right away at the 35-yard line. He's going to lose a yard.
Yeah, there wasn't much room there. It was number.
Clock still running with a 4-5.
We have a new 50-50 ticket number.
I want to say it was number 68. It's kind of to the point to where the jersey's kind of squished under the pads, but it looked like it was number 68, Eli Simon, getting the stop. Big Eli Simon for the Warriors.
Out of town scoreboard update at the half. Lumen Christi on top, 14-6 over Jesuit. Jackson on top, 11-7 over on Wildwood Avenue against Pinckney. The Vermontville Maple Valley on top, 30-16 over Concord, an eight-man. And Tingley going to be, he's still on his feet, still on, but they're going to say whistles for progress stopped.
Looks like Addison and Columbia Central are knotted up in a good one right now. Third quarter, 28-20. Addison on top.
Wow.
I know, right?
From their own 36-yard line.
That'd be a really, really good game.
Left on the clock.
7 seconds. Time to see if Lape wants to just try something or if they just want to take that 28-point lead in the halftime. It will be Grass Lake ball. Not Grass Lake. It'll be East Jackson ball coming out of halftime. Stick around for the halftime show.
They're spread out. They're not in any type of a knee formation right now. They're going for something here.
See what they can do. This could be a handoff play. This is Metheringham. Metheringham up near the 50. Push out of bounds at the 47-yard line as the clock hits zero.
That will do it for the first half.
28-0, Mark. What a first half.
There was a lot of action on the Grass Lake side, but there's also a lot of positive things that we're seeing here from East Jackson, too. They're able to move the ball forward on the ground. They've had some good positive momentum to brag about and things to work on for both sides.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll get you how we got to 28-0. Then we'll get you back to a quick break this week in MHSAA. Then we'll come back, get you set up for the second half. Also brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain on Cable 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Discover the exclusive Michigan-made checking account available only at True Community Credit Union. With a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 5.25% APY. Earn points each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your exclusive Michigan-made checking account today.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Willby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Center.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
How the MHSAA educates both new and existing athletic directors, and how to watch MHSAA finals from 10, 20, even 70 years ago today. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The start of a new school year is an extremely busy one for athletic directors, especially first-time ADs. Starting in mid-August, the MHSAA offers an in-person new AD orientation that every first-time AD attends. There is also an update meeting for all athletic directors and school administrators that starts this week. The update meeting is held in seven different locations throughout the state. The first is in Kalamazoo and the final one in Marquette in mid-October. This is the 46th year of the update meeting, and it's a great opportunity for school leaders to hear from the MHSAA's executive director, Mark Yule, on the direction of the association. The meeting also provides an opportunity for administrators to ask questions and discuss any recent changes to the MHSAA's rules and regulations. One other way that new ADs are supported, and this is a brand new program, is the AD Connect program. Eight recently retired athletic directors are serving as mentors to first-time ADs, helping them understand the ins and outs of being an AD and being there to assist them with any questions they have. The AD Connect program is led by Assistant Director Brad Bush and the Executive Director of the MIAAA, Karen Lennar. It's time for Game Balls, where we highlight a trio of standout performances from this past week. First, Liam Smith of Muskegon Reese Puffer. He became the school's all-time leading soccer scorer by netting four times in a shutout win over Muskegon. Smith now has 77 career goals and counting for Reese Puffer. Lansing Sexton quarterback Joseph Pizzo, he threw for three touchdowns and ran for another in a 48-12 win over Olivet. The win moves Sexton to 3-0 for the first time since 2017. And a Midland Dow swimmer, Emmy Sauer, she helped lead Dow to wins over Flint Powers and Saginaw Heritage, turning in the fastest times in the 100 butterfly and backstroke and being on two winning relay teams.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In basketball, when a player is inbounding the ball, his or her feet have to be behind the line when passing the ball. Their feet cannot be touching the line. But in soccer, a player just has to be on the line to complete a throw-in. Even if their heels are both barely touching the line and the majority of their body is in the field of play. It is considered a legal soccer throw-in if any part of both feet are either touching the line or are behind the line, including if the player does a somersault or a front flip style throw-in. As long as they flip and land with both feet on or behind the line and throw the ball, it is a legal throw-in.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Did you know? Hundreds of past MHSAA finals are available to watch on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/user/MHSAA Sports or click the YouTube icon on the front page of MHSAA.com. And then in no time, you can be rewatching the 2012 Division III Boys Soccer Final or the 1993 Class C Volleyball Final. And of course, we have a ton of football and basketball games archived, including the 1977 Class A Boys Basketball Final won by Lansing Everett and Irvin Johnson, back when he was first getting known as Magic. There's even footage from the 1949 Class B Basketball Final between Coldwater and River Rouge that you can watch. That was a game played nearly 75 years ago. If there's a game you want to watch again or watch for the first time, find it on our YouTube channel. And if a game you're looking for isn't there, keep checking back. We add new games each week. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a two-item pizza with cheesy bacon bread and a two-liter of Pepsi product for $25.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Deals galore at Dahlenberger's on Cooper. Now through the end of the summer, stop in and order new menu items, fish and chips, or the Dahlenberger's Fried Walleye Sammy. Order online on Mondays and Tuesdays and use code DNB25 for 25% off your entire order through the end of the month. Dahlenberger's now has a rewards program. Every dollar spent equals 1 point. Reach 50 points and receive $5 off your order. Now serving breakfast Monday through Friday, 7 to 10:30 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10:30 a.m. Check them out on Instagram at Dahlenberger's. Like them on Facebook or go to dollandburgers.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hello, I'm Jessica Webb, the Business Development Manager with Blue Ox Credit Union. We are committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make an impact on the lives of our members and the communities we serve. We are always accepting new members. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop at any branch location to get started. Choose Blue and experience the credit union difference today.
Blue Ox Credit. Membership up where they belong.
Discover the exclusive Michigan-made checking account available only at True Community Credit Union. With a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 5.25% APY. Earn points each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your exclusive Michigan-made checking account today.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a two-item pizza with cheesy bacon bread and a two-liter of Pepsi product for $25.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. We are still with about 4.5 minutes left on the halftime clock. They had set the halftime clock to 20 minutes instead of 15. Normally, they were honoring some Hall of Famers, Hall of Fame inductees into the East Jackson Trojan Hall of Fame. So congratulations to all those names. But 28-0 Grass Lake on top after 24 minutes. How did we get there?
It's been a lot of offense from Grass Lake tonight. First started in the first quarter at 4:32. It was Lape to Nolan. Actually, it was, Lape to Nolan Metheringham. Handed off to him for a 15-yard run, and then Lape had the point after. So there we sat at 7-0, Grass Lake on top, 46 seconds left in the first. Collins had a 2-yard reception from Lape, and that put him up 14-0. Lape also putting the extra point on that one. And then at 8:44 in the second, Anderson, 69-yard reception from Lape, put them up 21-0. And then Metheringham had another run, just 2 yards this time, but that was following a huge reception that put Grass Lake right there inside the five. So Metheringham had a 2-yard run, point after good, 28-0. Grass Lake on top of East Jackson.
A lot of offense, but you know, you can't tell by the scoreboard. Obviously, you know, East Jackson still had a goose egg, giving up 4 scores in the first half, but they're putting together some really good drives.
Yeah, they're pretty good on the ground. We haven't seen much success in the air, but they're pretty good on the ground. They had a couple turnovers to start off in that first quarter. That obviously put them behind the eight ball because they had that they got the first turnover, and that put them in business. But then Grass Lake gave them a three and out at that point on D. They're able to get the ball moving on the ground, but they just haven't had a whole lot of opportunities to get things going in the air on the East Jackson side. And that's kind of what we expected. Coach Niehaus said, you know what, we're a decent ground team, and that's where we're going to try to control it. It's no quitting this team. They are great. They've been doing a really good job on defense, been doing a really good job on offense, but just that the connection that Lape has with all of his weapons, he's able just to take the shotgun snap, 2-3 steps back, gets rid of the ball before the defense is able to get to him, and he's putting it on a dime. He's putting it right on a dime in the spot where only his guys can catch it. So Grass Lake with Lape and all of his weapons in his arsenal, there's a lot to overcome there. There really is. There's a reason why they're a top 10 team.
With East Jackson and Tingley, there's the biggest thing for him. It's not for a lack of pass game because he's putting the ball right on the money, almost every single time. But he's just having that miscue with his receivers where they're not able to come down with it.
It's just been like a little bit out of reach here and there. Yeah. I mean, it's not on a dime like Lape has been, but it's been so close. He's got a gun, and we're not seeing high wobblers up there. I mean, these balls are right on a line. It's just a touch off the mark for his guys. And like I said, they're able to get success on the ground. They're usually getting positive yards forward. But at that point, they're eating up the clock. When you're down 28-0, you can't eat up the clock. You got to take advantage of it. So we're probably going to see more of an air attack attempt from Grass Lake. I'm sorry, from East Jackson coming into the second half here.
Few out-of-town score updates. We're seeing Lumen Christi on top of UD Jesuit, 21-6. Blissfield over Hillsdale, 49-0. And Ida on top of Hudson, 10-6 right now. We're awaiting to see if they're going to add.
I got Addison and Columbia Central tied up at 28 in Addison.
Thank you, Mr. Jarko. What an absolute tilt. Absolute tilt as the greatest of all time say. Looks like they're going to be given a 3-minute buffer, just waiting to see what the final is going to be. 3 minutes is indeed what they're going to be the buffer. We're going to take those 3 minutes, kind of reconvene, kind of game plan about our second half coming up, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. And you've been listening to the halftime show on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hello, I'm Jessica Webb, the Business Development Manager with Blue Ox Credit Union.
We are committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make an impact on the lives of our members and the communities we serve. We are always accepting new members. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop at any branch location to get started. Choose Blue and experience the credit union difference today.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Discover the exclusive Michigan-made checking account available only at True Community Credit Union. With a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 5.25% APY. Earn points each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your exclusive Michigan-made checking account today.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Ghost Energy Drink is here, introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blacks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your project. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Yeah, we're live back here at East Jackson on K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music with the football frenzy. And East Jackson getting set, ready to receive Grass Lake kicking off. Been a little bit longer of a contest than anticipated with the emergency stop earlier in the game. But we're through halftime. Hall of Fame presentation for East Jackson, and we're getting ready to roll for the second half here. Mark Daly on the call with Joe Cassidy.
We're excited for the second half, Mark.
Yeah, we are excited for the second half.
As Lape getting ready to kick off from the 40-yard line. That Grass Lake student section is just chomping at the bit. Field from the 15-yard line. Cutting it to the right now. And brought down. That is number 10. I have number 10. That is Taven Curry.
That was a whole lot of white jerseys meeting him right there at the 25 to make the stop.
Let's see how they're going to run their first drive of the second half here, down 28 to a goose egg.
I hear the food here from the Dome is world famous, Joe. How is that?
The hot dogs are pretty good.
Pretty good? All right.
I mean, any game day hot dog is going to be special, but that was a good hot dog. Had char on and everything. Yeah, tell your daughters to make some great hot dogs. I formation be the handoff. This is Weaver. Weaver dragged down at the 15-yard line. Gain of about zero.
That was number 63, Quint Leland, making the stop again for Grass Lake. I mean, he thought he had a hole there, but really he just ran into a wall. There was nothing doing on that play.
be a 2nd and 10. I got to think that they start to use that air raid, see if they can, you know, make a few connections in the air, get that confidence up with the receivers and a Tingley, you know, get some fight back in.
Well, they're probably trying to soften that up by throwing them the run look a few times, see if they can't free somebody up with a fake.
I formation. Pitch play to Weaver. Comes on the weak side, and he's going to get to the 30-yard line.
That was number two. Bryant Cook making the stop, getting assist from Jack Reed. But a good pickup. Good pickup. Makes this third down manageable.
Third and two is what the score operator is saying. So they have spotted at the 31-yard line, looks like. And they need about the 33.5 to get there. So, yeah, I'd say about a long, it's a long two. Out of the huddle. The look is going to be one receiver wide to the right, one receiver wide to the left, I formation. Going to be a handoff to Weaver once again. Weaver, he's going to be put about a foot in front of the sticks. First down.
Yeah, first down. He's able to get some good positive yards on that one. Jumped over one white jersey, then got tripped up by the next and just stretched forward to get that first down.
Trojans. There was PA making a quick oopsie, but we've all been there.
We've all been there.
Oh, yeah. All PA announcers have been there at some point. Oh, stories for you, Mark. As rolling out of the boot is Tingley, and he is short for his intended receiver, number 6, Dustin Poole.
You know, my first game that I was a PA for football, I said the ball was it was 1st and 10 from the 59-yard line.
1st and 10 from the 59-yard line?
From the 59, yeah. Yeah, parents reminded me of that one for several years afterwards.
So 1 yard shy of the 60?
Yep, 1 yard shy of the 60. It's a really long football field.
That is an absolute daunting football field, it sounds like.
Oh, man, it was monstrous.
And no wonder you guys at Clinton were just built different.
That's when I was doing the PA at Madison. The kids were going there at the time.
Oh. Oh, you're a grown man saying that?
Oh, yeah.
We have a pitch to the far side. That's Weaver making a couple men miss, and he is going to be brought down after about a 2.5-yard pickup for a third down coming up.
Yeah, that was about 3 different white jerseys making the stop there for Grass Lake. And, I mean, if you're Grass Lake defense, you're probably a little content with what you're seeing here right now with East Jackson running the ball, not making any effort to get out of bounds or putting it in the air, and that clock just keeps running. Just keeps running.
It's like Dory from Finding Nemo said, just keep swimming. But
or Forrest Gump.
I love you, Jenny.
Just keeps running.
And running and running. I formation. Two receivers split to the right. That is a fake give. He's rolling out, throwing to, and that's a pick six to the house. 10-5, touchdown. That's Liam Metheringham. Read that beautifully. 34-0.
I don't know who the receiver was supposed to be over here. There was not one blue jersey over on this side. And Metheringham just ran right underneath it, grabbed it out of the air, and was gone.
That is just, you got a feel for that. I mean, I saw that there was an intended target in the area, but Metheringham was playing him inside. Just got right in front of the ball, and now Braden Lapes lined up to make it 35-0. And will he? He does. 35-0. It is 8:56 to go here in the third quarter. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We'll be back in 60 seconds with East Jackson getting another crack at it on Cable 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your project. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. That is another kickoff that'll be sailing into the back of the end zone and a big hit stick just for good measure. And 25-yard line is where they'll be picking up.
And I think with this snap here, we get to that point with it being a 35-point differential. I think we're to the point where the clock just keeps going, aren't we?
Well, clock has stopped at this exact moment, so I think as soon as
it gets snapped here.
Oh, they're going to actually mark them at the 20-yard line. I thought they're going to give them the 25. I forgot that in high school they still do 20. Clock is now running. We are seeing 8:40 and counting as out of the gun. Single set back, 2 split to the left, 2 to the right. An absolute bomb that's picked up. Great reception pulled down by Amari Padgett. Big first down. Great throw by Tinley, too.
Oh, he had to turn around a little bit, pulled that one in over his shoulder, and tiptoed the line. Got a foot in and got the reception. Good.
Oh, they're saying it's coming back.
They're saying he was out of bounds? Because I don't see a flag on the play. They're saying it was out of bounds?
I had 2 eyes.
It looked like he... You know, we've got the... It's hard because
there
was like right here in front of us.
There was a flag.
Oh, there is a flag?
There was a
okay.
Flag. Yes. Because that was right in front of us. Yeah, but that was an NFL reception, too.
That was a great catch.
Great throw by Tingley, but unfortunately, they are backed
up. So that must have been, what, a false start then? Or holding?
Holding. Because now they're at the 10-yard line. He's going to do the same thing, same player. And it's... Oh, my goodness! Oh, Amari Padgett almost had the tip drill mark.
The tip came off of the Grass Lake defender, and he was able to get up there, get his hands on it. He was almost able to bring that in. But he took a lick, too. He took a lick as he was bringing that ball in. It was Braden Lape came in and laid the lick on him. Yeah.
Wow, Braden. I saw you perform at the Jackson County Fairgrounds just a month ago, and now you're out on the gridiron doing this. An absolute...
That was a lick.
That was an absolute lick for sure. Out of the gun, single setback. 3 split to the right, 1 to the left. Tingley looking to his left once again. He wants Padgett. Padgett in and out of the hands. Fans looking for a pass interference, but...
You know, really on these last 3 plays, there was an argument there for pass interference. But that just shows you the consistency and the officials tonight. They're kind of letting them play a little bit.
Third down and 20
from their own 20-yard line. East Jackson faithful still rolling strong with 6:40 to go. Grass Lake on top, 35-0. Tingley slowly working his way back to the huddle. 28-6 looming now. So I don't think after they gave up that six that Herb Brogan's like, all right, we gave up points. All, you know, let's crack down. Out of the gun, single set back. One split to the left, three to the right. Looking left once again. He wants Padgett, who overruns the ball.
Yeah, I was thrown a little bit behind him, and that was pretty far out of bounds. There was about 10-yard difference between where he was and where the ball ended up landing. How about that Napoleon score?
My goodness. 29-7, our last check-in. Napoleon on top of number four, Manchester.
Addison 36 on top of Columbia Central 28 right now. Just starting the fourth quarter there.
Thank you so much, Matt Jarko. Friend of the show on the daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM weekdays, noon to 1. Hosted by none other than my favorite broadcast partner, the Mark W. Daly. Punting out of his own end zone, and that's just a high flyer, not going very far at all. Takes a bounce at the 32-yard line, comes back to the 31 where Grass Lake will be taken over.
Oh, he had to get that off quick. Grass Lake defender on the far side able to get around the edge. That was closing in just as that ball was getting off his foot. So he had to get that one off quick. But Grass Lake in business right here at the 32.
35 to nothing from the 32-yard line.
5 minutes left to go. Just over five. 35 nothing right now. Grass Lake on top.
Looking to make it 42, but we will see what the Grass Lake Warriors draw. Out of the gun, single set back. It'll be handoff to Metheringham. Metheringham trying to get the outside. Spins away off one guy. Breaks through three more and finally brought down at the original line of scrimmage. Instead of losing three, he's going to pick up what he needs to still stay at second and 10.
Clayton Clark among four other blue jerseys there to make the stop. That was a lot of work. Seriously, that was a lot of work just to get back to the line of scrimmage.
But he did it.
Second and
he did what he had to do.
A few different spins.
We're hearing a lot of EJ Faithful.
A lot of spirit here in this school.
Still quite a few people just lining the fences now instead of sitting in the stands. Out of the gun. This will be a pitch play to Metheringham. Metheringham. Looking to bring it inside the 30, and he will.
Dustin Poole. Tracking him down, making the stop for the Trojans.
This will be a third down and about five.
Three or four on the play. Be third down, seven to go.
Oh, going to be about 7 yards. My bad. I just had a really weird angle. We will see. So there's a kid down there that has a sweatshirt on that says some people have to wait their entire life to meet their favorite athlete. But mine's my dad. Do you think his dad was in the ceremony?
Probably.
And do you think his dad bought them that hoodie?
Probably.
The gun, single setback. One split to the right, two to the left. Another handoff to Metheringham. Metheringham looking to get the sticks, and he will not get the sticks. Fourth down coming up.
Well, you know,
this
honestly is kind of a classy move here from Grass Lake, just keeping it on the ground. They're taking their time right now. They're wanting to run out the clock.
And they are, in fact, running out the clock. We're now under 3 minutes officially, 2:48 and counting. We'll see what their play call is here on this fourth down and about five from the 27-yard line.
Kind of surprised they're not getting another look from some of their backups. Give them some minutes here.
And going to throw it for the first down. That's picked up by Bryant Cook. And another injury. But Anthony Armstead, quick to get up.
That was another one of those quick little slant completions that we saw. Just you have your receivers just kind of doing a crisscross path, just five or so yards out in front of the offensive line. It's a quick snap, quick throw, quick yards for Grass Lake.
Now under 2 minutes to go.
In the third.
In the third quarter, sorry.
In the third, yeah.
Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. First half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Yeah, for our listening audience just joining us, we had an injury which kind of delayed things a little bit for us here.
Out of the gun. Lake gives the his intended back, being number 33. Make sure I have him. I do. That is Dawson Dubel.
That was a handful of Trojans right there, able to kind of tighten up on the line and get the stop.
2 yards on the game. Second and 10. Second and 12.
It's a loss of two, they're saying, so they're going to lose two off of that. So second and 12 coming up. Now under a minute to go. Grass Lake taking their sweet time.
Minute to go in the third.
When they ran their last play, it was over 2 minutes. Now it's about 45 seconds by the time I'm sure this ball gets off. Man in motion. Takes it. Dubel. Dubel brought down. Nowhere to go. Big third down coming up, approaching 30 seconds left here in this third quarter.
Another loss on the play. Multiple throws.
You know, you got the parents over here just giving it all for the kids who are still out there on the defensive side. I mean, it's just great to hear this kind of spirit, especially when we have a score like this. Kids are out there, just no quit in that East Jackson team. And the parents just showing their appreciation and love for their kids. This is it's really awesome to hear.
Clock is winding down on the third quarter, and we have officially hit zero with the basketball buzzer on the football scoreboard. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the final 12 minutes. It is 35 to nothing. Grass Lake on Cable to 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hello, I'm Jessica Webb, the Business Development Manager with Blue Ox Credit Union. We are committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make an impact on the lives of our members and the communities we serve. We are always accepting new members. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop at any branch location to get started. Choose Blue and experience the credit union difference today.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
It's K105.3 Football Frenzy, Week 4, East Jackson. Goose Egg compared to Grass Lake 35, and Grass Lake has the ball with no intentions of putting another on the board. This will be a pitch play to Dubel. Dubel going to have the sticks plus on Dubel down the sideline. Pushed out of bounds. They're going to get him at about, looks like the 15. Hearing some frustration. One flag, but...
Yeah, he kind of cocked that back like he was going to let it go just to get the defense on their heels and then pitched it off to his right. And, now it's first and goal for Grass Lake.
Already 30 seconds shaved off this fourth quarter clock with this running clock being 35 to nothing. Running out of bounds, staying in inbounds. Anything besides a timeout and an injury, this clock's running. Out of the gun, single setback. And this will be a give to Dubel once again. Dubel not going anywhere, wrapped up by his right ankle.
That was, about three different guys, and they're getting the stop. But first one there, Owen Swetland for the Trojans, making the tackle.
Is this Groundhog Day? Swetland making some plays tonight for this Trojan defense.
Yeah, we've said his name a few times. He's it's a big body on that D-line.
And really all he had to do is just use his strength and his arms to make sure Dubel goes nowhere. This will be a second down and 10. 10.5 minutes to go. Braden Lape lining up out of the gun. Single setback. One split to the right. Three to the left. Another hit. Nope. It's actually not Lape this time. It is into the end zone. Touchdown. Number 7, Jack Reed taking a turn at QB. Touchdown.
Well, you know, they only have Lape listed as their QB on their roster. So it's nice to see they do have options. And it's always nice to have another body in there getting some reps. Just getting a little familiar with that part of the offense.
I mean, you and I saw it last year, first round of the playoffs, Jay High and Western.
Yeah.
Where Western had two QB1s.
Mm-hmm.
And they used them both. And Jackson just struggled. But, you know, Jackson obviously would come out with that win. But still, Western did some damage with that. And it looks like Grass Lake is looking to do the same thing, as Lape now on to make it 42-0. Snap down, kick away, it is up, and it is good. It is 42-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds as East Jackson looks to add something on Cable 5.3 Football Frenzy.
10 minutes, 3 seconds.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. We're sitting at 10:03 to go here in the fourth quarter, week four, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Grass Lake 42, EJ nothing, as Lape going to push that one out of the back of the end zone once again.
Got a score from Addison again. They're starting to pull away from Columbia Central. They are now up 50-28, 4 minutes to go in the game.
Also, Jackson got themselves a safety to add onto the board. So it's now 13-7 last check-in. Oh. 10:03 to go, and clock will be running now. First and 10. They are marked at their own 20-yard line.
Here we go, O-line!
Out of the gun, single setback. Looking to his right side. Has a man. Almost brings it in, but just a touch high for intended target, Alexander.
Came right off his fingertips. He tipped it a couple times trying to bring that in, but... That's what you got to do at this point. You want to try to get some points on the board. So it's just the whole playbook's open for you. Whole playbook's open for you as you're trying to get out of here with a little bit of positive momentum.
20-yard line, a second and 10 coming up. Out of the gun, single setback. One split to his right, three to his left. That is a busy far side of the field. And Tingley's just going to try to take it himself. And he'll maybe pick up a yard. That was just dangerous. But they're down to 9 coming up.
Well, he didn't have anybody to sling it to. And it was number 73 making the tackle on that one. Manny Schaffrin for Grass Lake.
Third down and 9 from their own 21-yard line. We are running clock under 8.5 to go. Out of the gun, single setback, one split to the right, three to the left, same formation as the last play, except for this time, an absolute rocket. Alexander with it. He brings it in. Alexander still on his feet inside the 30-yard line, still going. Breaks off three different tackles inside the 20-yard line.
That was essentially a jump ball at the 35, and he willed that ball into his possession, ripped it out of the defender's hands. One other came in, wrapped him up. He just stepped out of him and kept going until he was brought down. That was a big-time play and something for East Jackson to hang their hat on here tonight.
That's something that could spark a little bit of momentum, maybe get themselves a couple scores on the board before all is said and done. You know, get some momentum in going to next week. From the 18-yard line inside the red zone. Is this their first time tonight in the red zone?
Oh, no. They've been down there. Remember that pick off the first possession? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And rolling through some tackles. Tingley still on his feet at the 10-yard line. They might give him. They're going to give him the 10. They will give him the 10.
Well, Tingley took a lick off of number 24, Jacob Klein, coming in to make the tackle for Grass Lake. All of his guys are covered. He really didn't have any options right there, but just to tuck it and run with it.
Clock still running. No indication of a timeout, anything like that down on the field. We're at 6 3/4 to go here in this fourth quarter. Week four, football frenzy. Out of the gun, single setback. Lyman pushed out. One split to the right. Three to the left. Tingley launches to his right, in and out of the hands of sophomore running back KJ Oliver, just unable to bring it in.
Yeah, that was right there. That was right there.
Third and short.
That's felt like it's been a lot of Tingley's evening, is putting the ball right on the money. Just cannot. Receivers not anticipating the jump.
It's been, I'll say it's been close a lot of times, but I wouldn't put it right on the money. The receivers have had to work some of the times. And about 50-50, it's just been out of their reach. Just barely.
Hand off to Weaver. Weaver going to find himself picking up about a yard, and that'll be enough for the first down. So it'll be a first down and goal now. So
Weaver picks up the first down.
So fresh set of downs. Now we're at 5:40 and counting to go.
It's quite a few white jerseys on that stop for Grass Lake. But you got a fresh set of downs inside the 10. It looks like they're going to sling it again.
Drops back. Rolls out of the pocket. Tingley inside the 10. Tucks it inside the 5. Still going. Brought down to the 3-yard line. Great pick up a 7 there.
Yeah, he saw that that was a designed pass play, but they saw it wasn't going to work, and then his protection, he had a couple linemen that pulled off of their blocks and started running with them downfield in order to help get the extra yard. So it was a broken up pass play that turned into a good run play for him.
From the 3-yard line, EJ looking to put something on the board, down 42-0, now under 5 minutes to go here. Remember to enter online, k1053.com/footballfrenzy, for your chance to win $1,053, courtesy of regular season title sponsor, True Community Credit Union. I formation. He's got Weaver. He hands it to Weaver. Weaver making some cuts. Spins in. He is into the end zone. EJ on the board.
And he had to work for that, too. He had to get through a handful of white jerseys, lowered his shoulder, kept chopping his feet, reached out for the goal line in order to get the 6 on the board. The first 6 on the board for the Trojans tonight.
42-6. We'll see if they decide to go for 2. It looks like they will decide to go for 2. And if they go for 2, running clock stops. Weaver gets the pitch. Weaver past the goal line. 2-point conversion. 42-8. No longer running clock mark.
That was a great 2-point conversion. Using the speed to find the edge and get in the end zone. 42-8 with 4.5 to go.
No more running clock. We'll be back in 60 seconds on K105.3, 42-8, football frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a two-item pizza with cheesy bacon bread and a two-liter of Pepsi product for $25.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. We have not seen an EJ kickoff since kickoff.
Yeah, you're right. It looks like some bad news coming out of Michigan Center. Quarterback Lucas Howard headed to the ER with a leg injury.
Our thoughts and prayers with Lucas Howard as well. We saw him ball out last week in their comeback win down 15 points. Late fourth quarter against Columbia Central. Comes back to win it with 48 seconds to go on the clock. And the kick is a pooch kick. And bounces around a little bit, but finally fielded by Grass Lake at about the 38-yard line.
You're going to give that Grass Lake offense some decent, decent spot to start this set of downs. Or if we see more Reed at quarterback, or if it's going to be laid back out.
I'm kind of curious myself. It's going to be Reed because I see Lape on the sideline right there. So Reed going to get a few cracks. It's funny because a lot of this football roster we actually just saw on the baseball diamond just a few months ago. And guess what position Braden Lake plays?
Oh, yeah, he's a pitcher. Yeah, tremendous.
His control is ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, he's tremendous on the mound.
The 1-2 punch of Braden Lake, Walker McKibben. But we're still some months away from their reunion on the baseball diamond. Right now, it's all about football frenzy. Out of the gun is Reed. Single setback, one split to the left, two to his right. It'll be a handoff. And brought down pretty quickly, number 33, Dawson Dubel.
That was number six, Dustin Poole, making the stop.
Dustin Poole on the tackle, short gain of one on the play.
For the Trojans. Positive yard. Positive yard. Maybe half a yard for Grass Lake on that one. But that clock continues to roll.
Now under 4 minutes to go. Out of the gun. One split to the left. Three to the right. With the single setback. A lot of protection. Looks like it's coming on the right tackle. Kind of playing off that line a little bit. And this will be a handoff to Dubel. Dubel going to be dropped pretty quickly once again.
That was, again, Dustin Poole right there to make the stop. Now, what you're going to notice here is they're being very patient on offense right now. The quarterback's not even getting to a spot to take the snap until the back official here puts up his hand for the last few seconds. So they're waiting down to almost a delay of game before they take the snap, trying to use up as much clock as they possibly can.
Get that ball back!
3 1/4 to go here, fourth quarter, week four, football frenzy. EJ still trails Grass Lake 42-8, but no longer a running clock because of that two-point conversion. Out of the gun, single setback, two splits to the left, two to the right, but it is a pitch play. with a little bit of space. That pitch going to Brody Miller, the senior running back, getting some playing time in there, and maybe a fourth down coming up.
Miller gets the carry.
That was Dustin Poole and Taven Curry with the stop for East Jackson. It is a fourth and long for Grass Lake. It looks like they're keeping the offense on the field. It doesn't look like they're bringing out anybody. Yet we saw this before when they did punt. They would just kind of exchange three, four different bodies out there.
Well, I'm kind of curious if they're going to go for it here. If they get it, the drive keeps going, the clock keeps running. But if they don't get it, then they give the ball back to East Jackson, and they're already up 34. Another pitch play. And brought down, losing a big chunk, about 6 yards off of that exchange.
Anthony Armstead able to get through and get the huge loss in the backfield for the East Jackson defense, just setting their offense up in a great spot to take over.
2:05 to go with the clock stopped. First and 10 from the Grass Lake 37-yard line. Out of the gun, single setback, but low snap, loses it, gets it back though. Tingley, he's looking downfield. He has Alexander. Alexander in and out of the mitts once again.
Incomplete, intended for Alexander.
If he caught that, he's walking into the end zone.
That was Nate Pettit, who was right there with it, just boink, put his hand out there and poked out the ball.
Alexander, another missed opportunity. Trying to use his hands and not his body has really been catching up with him this evening, but he is quite talented. I have no second guesses about him recovering next week. Out of the gun once again. Tingley looking downfield once again. Same spot. And a pass interference coming up. That's big.
Well, it's a first down, 15 yards, and definitely another crack, several cracks at it for East Jackson.
KJ Oliver, he was wearing the defender like a brand new jacket he got from the thrift store.
Now listen, this is only the fourth penalty of the game. That's only the fourth penalty of the game. Only 20 penalty yards for Grass Lake and only 15 on the night for East Jackson. For the most part, it's been a pretty clean game.
And they are counting step by step.
That will be a first.
See, we got a final. Napoleon 42, Manchester 21.
Number three takes down number four.
25-yard line of Grass Lake down to the 22-yard line.
Man.
I wonder if we're going to see another Napoleon Lumen late in the playoffs.
Oh, please. Pitch play. And brought down pretty immediately was D'Angelo Alexander.
Yeah, they went backwards a little bit on that one. Lost a couple three as that Grass Lake D was able to track them down with their speed. Grass Lake's probably going to have a little something to say about that, too. How far that Napoleon or Lumen goes in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Grass Lake's a little. They're a good team.
Looking to make some noise as we're seeing some officials blowing the whistles.
Flags down.
Minute 17 to go here in the fourth quarter. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Want to say a huge thank you to all of our amazing sponsors, including title sponsor True Community Credit Union, first half, second half sponsor, Miniman Sewer and Drain, pregame and postgame show, Kelly Express Mart, also Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, College and Career Access Center, Fuller's Chem Dry, Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, and AeroCrip Credit Union. Out of the gun. He's rolling back. He's got a man. And it's almost picked off in and out of the hands, but I call that a second chance.
Yeah, at this point, I don't even know if you want to get that interception down there. Just kind of like knock it down at that point.
Other sponsors on the broadcast, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenberger, Blue Ox Credit Union, Wilby Transmix, Summit Orthodontics, the whole sponsor that I lost, I broke a promise for, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, so sorry, Mark, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive Northwest, and Elro Plastics.
You know how you can make it up to me, Joe?
Buy you a Liquid Death Sparkling Water?
No.
And that one is caught. Pushed out of bounds at that 20-yard line, so he's still going to be shy of the sticks, but...
David Curry bringing that one in for East Jackson.
How can I make it up to you, Mark, though?
Well, I'll see you at Kettlebell tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
That'll make it fourth down.
Minute one to go here, 42-8. Grass Lake on top of East Jackson.
Come on, it's our Saturday morning circuit. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so anyways... fourth and four from their own the 20-yard line of Grass Lake. Tingley out of the gun, single setback, three splits to the left, one to the right. He's going to his right, and he's brought down. Brought down at the 30-yard line. A big loss of 10 yards. Turnover on downs with 55 seconds to go.
Drake Baldwin. Name we haven't called yet tonight. Got through, able to get that sack. He was pretty excited about getting that stat on the sheet.
Clock sitting at 46 seconds, and it is officially stopped until Grass Lake.
Well, it looks like there was a timeout call.
We're going to keep you here on the broadcast. Still waiting on some other scores to come in. Nothing just yet.
Got a final. Addison 50, Columbia Central 28.
Man, Herb gets his 399th win with that 28-6 win over UD Jesuit. 42-8. I know the PA address out here at East Jackson likes to hear that his Titans took home the dub. And in, I believe that's retaken.
It's a victory formation for the Warriors.
Not a victory formation yet. They're calling false start.
Oh, seriously?
Yep, they're committed to it.
They are.
They are fully sold.
I mean, you are. Hey, you're taking your job seriously as an official at this point in the game.
They are fully sold. With Grass Lake having the ball up 34 with 37 seconds to go in the game, they want to make sure every penalty is called.
If you're a coach coming off of that win and you get a penalty, false start on taking a knee, darn it, your kids are running Saturday morning for those yards.
I got to think that Niehaus' reaction is just like, bro, is this real life right now?
Oh, man.
All right, let's see.
Let's see if they can pull off a successful knee
do-over.
This time.
It's a mulligan.
Do-over.
Oh, it's like a do-over Mad from Madden 2004. Clock will be running. 15 seconds and counting. Will be the final score, 42-8. Grass Lake takes home the victory. They will move to 4-0. Grass Lake. East Jackson moves to 2-2. We're just going to get you right into the postgame show brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. How do we get to 42-8?
Well, let's get you the second half stats on that one because, I mean, part of it was a running clock and, you know, we had moments of life from East Jackson at times. So from the second half, we only had two scores in the second half. Metheringham had an interception and took that to the house, making it 35-0. Then Reed had a 7-yard run, which put them up 42-0. And then just as, we're thinking we're, Grass Lake is going to be able to pitch the shutout. East Jackson gets a little something-something together, and they're able to get it in the end zone and put 7 on the board, foul that up with a 2-point conversion, and that's where we landed, 42-8 for the final here tonight.
That touchdown for East Jackson and 2-point conversion come off the back of two straight 2-yard rushes into the end zone to put them up or to put them on the board with 6 and then give them that 2-point conversion. Now, that all being said, just throwing a shot out there, who gets POG?
Player of the game. You know, East or Grass Lake kind of did what told us they were going to do. They spread it out pretty evenly. They got scores on the ground. They got scores in the air. But everyone was also accompanied by a PAT. So pretty much having a hand in about 70% of the scoring tonight was Braden Lee.
And the kickoffs. Just an absolute stellar athlete. His Grass Lake Warriors will move to 5-0. With that all being said, we're on the call next week. We're out in Panther Country. Western, that's next Friday, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff right here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. In the meantime, make sure before we get off here, before we sign off here, that you head on over to K105.3.com/footballfrenzy for your chance to win $1,053 courtesy of regular season title sponsor, True Community Credit Union. For my boy, your boy, all of our boy, Ike Watts, the Juggerwatt back in studio, and for my fantastic favorite broadcast partner, the Mark W. Daly, I've been Joe Cassidy. Let's get you back to more hits on Jackson City Music Station, K105.3. We'll see you.